Hello.
Hey.
You're listening to Peninsula Obscura. I'm Karina Kolb.
And I'm Rachel Peacock.
This is a podcast about the strange and unusual state of Florida.
We'll talk about Florida's weird history,
paranormal activity,
and of course, true crime.
Each week, one of us researches a topic, and then we talk about it in depth.
Let's dive in. We always say, hey.
I was like, I'm not going to start it. I started the last one.
How you doing, everybody?
Hello.
We're here.
Welcome to the end of January.
Kind of. I think. Well, because it's a leap year.
Oh, shit. Is it really? Mm-hmm. Dope.
Yeah. Good. Bring in good news, guys. It's a leap year. There's 31 days in January.
No, February usually has 28 days.
Oh, crap.
Well, but it is a leap year. You're not wrong.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. Now listen to me talk about something.
You
want to
learn something?
30 minutes. You want to learn something? I'm the best teacher. You know.
This is an episode about leap years.
The Florida leap year, where there's 31 days in January.
Every year.
So speaking of February, it's kind of not that close to Valentine's Day, but I don't even really want to talk about it, but because this episode has a little bit to do with love, I wanted to start off talking about that thing called love. It's said that love can sometimes drive you crazy, love can drive you mad, and love can break you, bring you down, and sometimes bury your sanity deep in the ground.
And sometimes it'll make you put on an adult diaper and drive across the country to try and murder someone. If you don't get that reference, you got to go back and listen to Astronaut Attack.
Some people go all the way to space and come back to find their love is in a triangle. Desperate times for love. But what happens when love leaves you behind? What happens when you break up with your one true love? For some lovers who get their hearts broken, they move on by creating. They heal by digging deep for their sanity, like cutting into stone buried underground. They piece the stones together and build anew. These heartbroken souls are able to create something beautiful from a hole that their love left behind.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Of course, I could be talking metaphorically, but for today's story, I'm talking quite literally. For this episode, I will be talking about a man, his heartbreak, and his mysterious life as he built a castle out of coral rock in South Florida. Before we get to the Florida stuff, I'll tell you a little bit about how this man came to be. Edward Leeds Skalnin, mouthful, was born in Latvia on January 12th, 1887. So we're going back, guys. His family...
Wait, 18?
1887.
Oh my God.
His family was said not to be very wealthy, and he enjoyed reading and learning from a young age. So this kid's learning stuff. Only having a fourth grade level education, which is pretty good for the times, I think.
Yeah.
In Latvia.
Yeah, in the 1800s. Probably.
Ed learned stonemasonry skills from his father, which will come into play later. Here's a little info on Latvia, because I was not really sure where it was located on the planet. So the Republic of Latvia is in Northern Europe. It is located south of Finland, bordering the Baltic Sea. And it was once part of Russia. And there's a lot of history there. Go look it up yourself, because
this is not a European history podcast.
Exactly. So that's not Florida. Latvia is not in Florida. Or I guess Florida isn't in Latvia, because never mind. I wanted to include this because it was kind of funny, but the capital, Riga, I think that's how you say it, but if I'm not saying it right, sorry. They're famous for its Art Nouveau architecture.
Which,
yes.
Oh wait, Art Nouveau?
Yes. Art is N-O-V-A.
Oh, never mind. What is that?
I don't know. It's a thing.
Oh, it's a kind of
architecture. It's like really kind of like better. I don't know. You'll look, just Google it and you'll see what it's like. It's actually that city. I looked it up. Looks pretty amazing. But I was thinking that maybe some of this architecture had some sort of influence on Ed, our guy working at, I'm going to call him Ed, because, you know, I don't know, might influence him later. And his father was a stonemason, so I'm like, I don't know where he was doing this stonemasonry, but
right,
Latvia had it going on in the architecture biz. By the time Ed was 26, he was ready to be in love.
As we all are, 26.
Yeah. No. Nope. I can confirm that's not me. I am 26. Ed became engaged to be married.
At this point, has he moved to Florida?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
So it's this woman named Agnes Skusvdt.
Skusvdt. Oh my God.
Agnes S. Who was only 16 years old. So he's engaged to be married. I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, that sounds like true love to me.
I mean, it's 10-year difference. Why not? So he would call her.
It could be worse. Yeah. She could be 14.
And this is where MTV got their idea for their TV show, because Ed would call Agnes his sweet 16. I'm just kidding. It's not really. I mean, he really did call her sweet 16, but I that's not like where that. MTV came from. I don't know why I made that joke.
I'm not a fan of knowing that that's what he called her. That's awful.
Hey. You know,
it's like he's obsessed with the fact that she's
16. He is in love with her, and obviously he was super excited. However, she ended it one day before the ceremony. Bye. And this is what kind of triggered a big change for Ed, and he kind of
no reason why.
I couldn't find one.
Oh, I mean, besides the fact that he's.
Older.
10 years older than
me. Yeah, and maybe too obsessed with her. anyways, he kind of went through a quarter life crisis after that. And so, sorry for that, Ed. As he was heartbroken, he decided to try and move on. And the best way to do that is by moving, of course, to the great U.S. of A. And he was looking for a new love in the form of a good old American dream.
Ah. The classic immigrant tale.
Yes.
Get broken up with.
Get broken
move
up
to
with.
The U.S.
It's like, oh, I'm going to get myself a nice American dream. Not just a dream girl, just the dream. When he made it to New York City in 1912, he unsuccessfully looked for work for about 4 months. Before moving to Oregon. And I saw a couple places that they said he lived in Texas and California and another state I can't remember. But where I found this, it is said that he stayed in Oregon, and that's where the logging business was booming. And he self-employed himself, I guess that's how you say it. And he made and sold axe handles.
Mm,
fun.
That's cool.
Now, some time passes. Of course, because we're trying to get to Florida now here. But
yeah,
Ed makes some money, I guess, enough for him to move. But the trigger for him to move was the fact that he got tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis.
So he's got, yeah, tuberculosis. So he's got TB, sucks.
Wow.
And so he decides to take the big move down to Florida, where the weather is nice and good for healing ailments.
Right, right. The You're year. Supposed to get the fresh air.
Yeah.
Oregon. So I don't really, I guess because it's so cold there. So it's like.
I was going to do my remember episode 2 when Henry Flagler's wife did the same thing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The connections are boundless here.
I know. It's I guess this
all
was,
tied together.
Yeah. I think it was a little bit before this time also that Henry Flagler's wife came. But anyways, people back then, they were like, go to Florida. If you're sick, it'll heal you. But yeah. So he moves. It's the year 1923. And he moves to the most Florida-ish city you can think of. Florida City, Florida.
Never heard of it.
It is right next to Homestead. It's literally, I drive still through around? It every time I go home.
Florida City?
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid.
It's
that's so stupid. I guess it's like trying to be like New York City.
I
New York City, New
I
York.
Guess
Florida City, Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's there. It's south of Miami. Just
does every state have a city named after the state?
Georgia City.
Georgia City, Georgia. Hmm. Anyways.
We'll have to look into that. We'll get back to you on that. But Florida, the best state, has it. Florida even has a Florida City. Moving to Florida helped Ed, and he miraculously recovered from his TB and settled down on his newly purchased 10 acres of property.
Wow. Damn, he survived it. I mean, I guess because
it's like weird because people story, are when surprising. I read, yeah, when I read things, it was like he had TB, and I'm doing like the air quotes.
Mm, maybe he's just diagnosed with TB.
Either that, yeah, maybe didn't he really didn't have actually have it. He maybe just it. Had like a cough,
right? Or he had asthma or something.
Who knows? This guy is kind of crazy, so we don't know. Now that he has this property, he needs to build a house, right? Most people just want a house with a nice roof and a bathroom and a really nice kitchen. That's what I want. But
just one bathroom? I want 3 bathrooms. Just kidding. I'll be satisfied with 2.5.
I want a jacuzzi tub. And usually people want a house that's made out of normal building materials, you know, that people have access to, like bricks, you know.
Wood.
However, Ed was not like most people. He was a weird dude, and he wanted to create something grand. Something that would last for centuries. The reason? Ed wanted to build a castle.
Ambitious.
Yeah. The reason? He wanted to build a castle for his lost love. He wanted to do it for Agnes, his runaway bride. Like,
did
Karina,
he think she was going to come back?
I don't know. His whole life, he was pretty open about it. So I think he was hurt that she left him. And I don't know. It's never been said that he had another girlfriend or anything. So I don't know. I guess he was just like.
Can you imagine? You're 16 years old. This 26-year-old dude. He's in love with you. He's obsessed with you. He calls you. He's really obsessed with the fact that you are 16.
And he's your ex.
Well, he wants to marry you, but he creeps you out so much that you're like, I just need to cut it off with this guy. So then he leaves and you don't hear or see him. And then a couple years later, you find out he has built a castle in your honor and continuously talks about how that castle is for you.
Yep. I mean, it's kind of cute, but not really, because we don't know the other side of the story.
It's not cute.
It's weird. Especially when it's your ex. If it was, like, your husband or whatever, and
yeah,
I'd
I mean,
be like,
if
sure.
It was requited. I guess the whole, like, unrequited love thing
is weird.
Is what people find romantic about it, but ultimately,
it's really not.
No,
yeah.
Like, please,
yeah,
my friend, get over it.
Find a new queen and give her the castle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a little desperate. That's all I'm saying. Sorry, Ed. Anyways, like I said, weirdo. Ed.
Eccentric.
Eccentric for sure. So, middle of non-developed area. Ed starts building, constructing, and engineering his own custom-built castle, which he would call Rockgate, made out of the materials he already had on the land itself, limestone.
Mm-hmm.
So, which, if you're not familiar with this limestone thing,
it's pretty cool.
It's a super dense and like hard sedimentary rock that forms in what was once a shallow sea floor, and it not just in the ocean, but sometimes at lakes, and of course the Keys is literally all limestone and coral rock. So yeah, it's very old coral rock, so it's super heavy, dense, whatever.
And like, it's not uncommon to have big pieces of limestone on your property if you're
exactly
like in the rural areas.
Uh-huh. And like, when you dig, you have to like have special machinery to cut into the dense and hard stone to remove it. It's, you gotta have like cranes and stuff. And the thought of constructing a castle in limestone in the 1920s without the use of modern day technology sounds insane, right?
Yeah.
However, Ed was not going to let this stop him. You see, Ed somehow knew how to work with this difficult material, so his dream became a reality.
Interesting. I wonder if there's limestone in Latvia.
Maybe.
Because I know there's like limestone-esque
stuff. It's on the Baltic Sea, so yeah. Maybe.
I mean, that's not related to the Baltics. Yes.
No, but
yes.
I'm saying like, yes, because I'm, it might have been underwater at some point.
Covering my ass. I'm not saying Ireland and Latvia are next to each other. Ignore me. I'm just saying.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Europe. It's not an only Florida thing.
Yeah, it's definitely not. It's all over. Maybe he had worked with it before. Maybe his dad did. They worked with stone, and they probably worked with similar stone if they didn't have limestone.
Right. Yeah, he knew how to carve into stone, which your average person does not know how to do at that time.
Yes. So it's definitely an odd skill. And you're probably wondering how many workers it took to create this castle, to get all this limestone up and out and built.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably wondering, how would they move the tons and tons of limestone to build this? Like, in order to build a wall, you have to stack and
right.
get stuff high in the air and balance it just correctly and build it. I don't know. I'm not a builder. Anyways. So I'm going to answer these questions, and this is where the story gets extra weird. Using basic tools salvaged from old cars and logs of timber, Ed began cutting, sculpting, and moving the blocks around the property all by himself.
Wow, that's insane.
By himself. Like, nobody's helping him. He's wow. kind of a hermit. He kind of lives by himself.
He's like possessed.
Yeah, it's weird. So, eccentric Ed built this whole thing on his own. And over the course of 28 years, Ed completed his creation. Even though he only stood 5 feet tall.
What?
And weighed less than or close to 100 pounds.
What?
He's not a big burly guy.
He is the size of a child.
Yeah, he's smaller than me.
Yeah, I mean, me too.
Yeah.
I'm 5'5".
Yeah. He was able to move and sculpt over 1,100 tons of coral rock in a barely settled area in Florida. So, like, there's nobody around. There's him and his sculpting, and he's just building this rock left and right. And I have a picture of him.
Please.
What do you think, Karina? Does he look a little creepy? That's, I mean, an extremely, I think this
scary picture.
I think this photo is colorized. But it says that this photo is between 1936 and 1951. So this was middle to after the castle was completed.
That's one of those pictures that's just really unsettling. It looks a little old pictures, you know, and his face is he's like not smiling. Blurry. And
yeah. Wow. I'll share it on the Instagram.
So how did he do this?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he used like tools.
Okay. That's
I'll get to that in a second.
Okay. I'm like aliens.
Yeah, well that's what I'm like. He kind of looks like a wizard, right? Like he looks like a warlock.
Yeah.
This is like a really unsettling thing that I think is one of the most creepiest of things. People like a long time ago said that when he moved the rocks, the big cutout stones around the property, they were like balloons. Now, why would you use balloons if it wasn't floating?
Weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird. That's an extremely weird anecdote.
Yeah. I think a couple said hydrogen balloons. He doesn't look strong.
Let me like make that clear. Mm-hmm. He is skinny. He doesn't look like he could, I mean, limestone.
Yeah. Engineers and scientists have been stumped because they don't know how he actually did it with such precise measurement.
Wow.
So he cut into these walls and he cut out shapes basically in the limestone with like super precision. Like he didn't have anything to weigh or figure out, oh, this is this many pounds. If I put it on top of this, it's going to make
gonna
this structure. It's going to hold. Ed claimed that back then he created his, it's not an empire, but his thing, this whole little castle, mm-hmm. using simple laws of leverage and balance. Ed claimed that he knew the secrets of the ancient Egyptians and how they built the pyramids.
He was telling people that?
Yes.
What?
Is that crazy?
The fuck?
Other than police. So
there are aliens is what you're saying.
I don't know. Maybe he is an alien.
The secrets of the ancient Egyptians.
I mean, I don't know. It was weird. It's weird, right?
Yes.
It's insane. Other than pulleys and basic tools, he used an advanced tool that I think he invented called the perpetual motion holder.
Okay.
Which is a crazy thing that's got, it's like U-shaped and it has coils. And somehow this helped him build this big
weird
castle. And now, so I don't know. Have
this
you ever?
Is so weird. I didn't know any of those.
Have
I
you?
Just thought.
Yeah.
It was like.
I know. That's what I thought too. Because I like live close. I've never been there, but
I have been there.
You've been there.
Yeah, but I was like a kid. I was like six. God. I can barely remember.
So
it.
You sat like in the little rocking chairs and stuff.
Yeah, you don't even. I think I have a picture in front of like
Karina. One we have to hole. Post that.
Oh, I'll never find it.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm gonna show
if
you
I do
a
find
picture.
It,
of Ed sitting in his creation. So here he is. You can see some of the stuff that he's made. He's sitting in one of the rocking chairs. I'm going to list off all of the stuff that's in the castle. So
if you haven't seen this castle, like you need to check. You need to like Google Maps it.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy. Like, go ahead with the pictures, but yes, it's a lot. It's not like a little castle.
Yeah, it's not like a traditional castle that you'd think of. Most of it is like kind of out in the open air.
Yeah.
But the walls that surround the castle are pretty crazy. And inside, there's themed rooms. And of course, like I said, Ed has his own dwelling and he lived in like the castle.
That's crazy.
Like his whole time that he was building it. And it's a two-story tower where he would live. The themed rooms consisted of a bedroom.
That's a very popular theme.
Yeah. A bathroom, a dining room, a child's play area, and even a throne room, which I wanted to add that there were three thrones. One for him, one for his sweet 16, and one for a child, which is odd. Okay.
I hate that.
I mean, yikes. He's just a loner, and all he's doing is cutting rock all day, and probably an alien, so he's just obsessed with this this idea of being in love with a human. There are sculptures of many shapes, including a moon, which adds to your theory of him maybe being an alien. Mm. There is pieces of furniture, including many rocking chairs, which I was talking about earlier because I was asking Karina if she was sitting in one of them, because they are literally rocks that are cut into the shape of chairs where you can literally rock on them.
Crazy.
Apparently. And there's tables, and in the picture that I showed Karina, like, our boy Ed was just sitting at the table.
Yeah, it's like a king's court.
Yeah. I talked about earlier about my dream house having a jacuzzi bathtub, and actually it wasn't jacuzzi, but there was literally a bathtub that he built into the rock.
Is there plumbing?
I think that he had water somehow brought in.
Right.
There's a well and a fountain, a barbecue, a telescope, and an obelisk, which I didn't know what it was.
Aliens.
But it's a stone pillar thing. And it's like a lot of those monuments where people are like, that's phallic. That's what
the Washington Monument is an obelisk.
During the middle of his construction of this Coral Castle. In the 1930s, development started to pop up around his land, and that's when Ed decided to literally move all of this stuff that he started building, because it's not completed yet, but he moved everything to a different location.
What?
So it's not even at the original location. And of course, Ed lived kind of a simple life. He did not have a car. He rode his bike to town when he needed to go get grocery shopping or get food. And so he hired a truck driver to move the structures to another plot, which is in Homestead, which is like neighboring. It's the town neighboring. Because he
didn't want people around it?
I think something like that. No, he didn't. I don't know, because Homestead is kind of more like farmland-ish. Mm. But I mean, so is Florida City. I want to know where the original location is in Florida City. But anyways, so it took 3 years to move all the pieces and reassemble them.
You know, what happened was he put it in this spot, and then he got in contact with the mothership, and they said, actually,
we need it to be four over ticks here.
Off, so it's very important that it's aligned with the celestial movement. No, that's crazy.
It's insane. He reassembled them all because the walls and structures were held together by sheer weight, and they're not bonded. So these walls are not put with concrete or anything. Physics. It's literally physics. Him stacking the walls and balancing them. So yeah, Ed had no problem doing that because he's just a master at it.
Binding. Wow, that's cool.
Yes, So I found this really cool video of actual footage of him like building stuff, and it's like a bunch of pulleys and like big. He's pulling these 10-ton, more, I don't know how many tons, a lot of tons of rock out of the ground in perfectly cut like bricks, just like pulling it on chains and rolling it on logs and crazy stuff. I want to show everyone this, but it's on a weird weird YouTube channel, and I know it's real because it's like the actual footage, but I don't want to source it, so
is it a really weird YouTube video?
It's just like somebody like might have found it somewhere, and it's just rare video. Yes. After the move, he constructed this gate that was so well balanced that a toddler could press on the door and move in. Of course, this is like, it's not like a gate slab like you would think of.
It looks like a portal.
Yeah, it's a revolving door. But
it's a huge slab of stone.
Balanced so that the center of the door it lays flush with the entrance, and then you push the right side and it swivels. It's like almost like a false door, you know, in the, yeah, the Scooby-Doo like movies. And so door, yeah. It's like, and then it twists back into perfect. It's crazy.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Once this castle was complete with an actual rock gate, Ed let people come to his rock gate park, and that's what he called it. Mm. He charged them 10 cents to tour the masterfully sculpted castle. And when people asked him how he did it, he would reply, "It's not difficult if you know how."
Fair enough.
Yeah. He's just like, I did it.
He's a master at his work.
Yeah. And in the video, he just seems so like into his work.
I see what you mean about the secrets of the ancient Egyptians.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like simple tools.
Yeah, and I mean, they were, I don't know if that, them having the limestone suspended was like a balloon, or if actually he was moving them around with his mind.
We may never
know. We'll never know. So we already know this guy's a little weird. And he, other than just giving the tours, he would end up being an author and publish 5 pamphlets on some really odd topics, including magnetism, which he used in his
perpetual motion thing.
Yes, he used it in his building, and moral education. So the moral education pamphlet that he wrote apparently has text written on it, only on the left side, and the right side was intentionally left blank. This is what Ed wrote at the beginning of the pamphlet. "Reader, if for any reason you do not like the things I say in this little book, I left just as much space as I used, so you can write your own opinion opposite it and see if you can do better. The author."
That's fun.
It is kind of fun. And at least he's like open to other people's opinions, but it's still weird because it's on morals. And I read a little bit into what the pamphlet is about, and it's kind of, I just didn't want to get into it too much because it's about soiling young women and fresh boys. Not in the way that you would think. It's more what? Like women shouldn't be soiled. Is what he said, which is weird also. But
is it in the way that I think? Or are you talking about like getting dirty? I think
it's the way that, no, it's, I wish it was the just not getting in the mud. But
again, once again, he was in love with a 16-year-old. And he was rejected.
Yeah. But that's what I think he was trying to emphasize, is that she was too pure or something. I don't know. Anyways,
I hate that.
I was very like turned, like I didn't want to read it, so I was like, "Ugh." But you can read little sections on it on the Wikipedia page, because that's where I learned about it. Other sources too. Okay, guys. Ed would advertise these pamphlets in the newspaper and sell them, of course, to the people.
You would sell them? That's so funny.
You would sell them to the people that visited Rockgate Park. As if Ed wasn't weird enough, Ed only ate crackers and sardines. And towards the end of his life, he really didn't eat much.
Wow.
On November 9th, 1951, it is said that Edward Leeds Skalnin, left a note on the door of his coral castle that allegedly said, "Going to hospital." That is when, no, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to laugh at this. That is when he checked into the Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, and he ended up suffering a stroke and passing away 28 days later. Of a kidney infection. He was only 64 years old.
Oh my God.
So poor Ed. He's gone.
I don't know why that hits me so hard.
I don't know.
Something about that is so sad. Just the fact that he left a note.
I think it's kind of, it's true to himself. Like he's such a, like if he put the note up probably so that if visitors came.
Right.
they would know, like, oh, hey. Like, it wasn't because he had friends that were checking on him. It's kind of like, it's a little sad that, I mean, that's what was on his mind when he's ill. He's like, oh, I have to leave a note with no will in place before his death. A nephew took ownership of the castle. And then pretty close after, he sold it to another family. And there's been some changes in ownership ever since. And Rockgate Park became known as Coral Castle, somewhere in between. And it was marketed towards the public to come visit. They told the history. And fortunately, you can still visit today. Obviously, Karina went and visited it a while ago. But you can come there, check it out. You can still buy his pamphlets.
You can?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I mean, the magnetism might be a little weird.
Honestly, like, knowing this, I definitely want to go back.
Yeah, we might have to do that when we do our little trip. One day. So it's kind of sad because the Rock Gate doesn't function anymore. I think it's stuck open. However, I think engineers have like tried to fix it, but they like can't figure it out because it was so well balanced.
They don't know the secrets of the ancient Egyptians.
They don't. I know. I'm like, why didn't you write a pamphlet on the secrets of the Egyptians?
Yeah, I can't believe he didn't write a pamphlet on that.
Oh, Ed. But he did leave a bit of a legacy with this very odd place that people can still visit. And I encourage everyone to go, including myself, because I haven't been personally, even though it's very close to where I'm from. I encourage you to see for yourself the magnificent and magical creation of a heartbroken engineer and a possibly wizard, possibly alien man named Edward Leedskalden. So that was the story of Coral Castle.
That's cool. Yeah, definitely makes me want to go check it out again. I would definitely call that weird Florida.
Yep. All happened here.
I don't know. It makes me wonder, like, I guess he told people it was, that's just like, oh yeah, it's a bummer.
He's like,
it's kind of a bummer too. It's kind of sad.
Well, he's kind of like the Taylor Swift of the times. He's taking his heartbreak and turning it into dollars, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I mean, if you are going to be a loner, you might as well make something cool. Not that there's anything wrong with being a loner, but he definitely did something in his life and you can go, oh, hey, that was Ed.
Yeah.
Even if he was an alien. Yeah. So there's been some, I wanted to add a little fun fact at the end of this episode because little Ed inspired someone else to create a song called Sweet 16. And it's literally about Ed and his unrequited love.
Are you serious?
And it's by none other than Billy Idol. And I listened to the song and it kind of sucks, but it was very weird because it literally,
what the hell? He talks
about his Sweet 16. And apparently the music video was filmed there at the Coral Castle, but when I watched the video, it didn't look like it was at the Coral Castle. So I don't know if they put like curtains up or something, but it was like, if it was at Coral Castle, I don't know why they would put curtains up so that you couldn't see that it's Coral Castle.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have him standing on that moon on structure? The moon,
absolutely.
I mean, come on. Anyways, missed opportunity. Totally. But that's it. That's the story. And I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Wow. What a story.
It was something else.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I'm glad.
Now you're going to go build your own castle.
I'm inspired. Let me buy up 10 acres of land.
Yes.
No, I can't do it because I don't.
You don't have the knowledge of the ancient Egyptians. Exactly.
I don't know the secrets. Yeah. So,
now my loss. Yeah, it's our loss. Only well, thanks, if Rachel. Only we had a pamphlet. All right. Anyways, happy Florida, everybody.
A little bit more of a lighthearted one. Yeah. In this new year, our first happy. Well, it's kind of still sad, but
it's sad, but also weird.
Yeah.
He wasn't murdered, so.
Yeah, so that's good.
He was just heartbroken. And he died. All right. I'm going to stop talking before I drown you guys in all of my tears. And I have allergies right now. So anyway.
Struggling. Okay.
Bye. Stop listening.
All the music for our podcast is provided by The Murmurs and their album Get Swell Soon. You can listen to The Murmurs on Spotify or find them on their Bandcamp page.
If you're interested in learning more about us, you can visit our website at peninsulaobscura.com and check out our Instagram at peninsulaobscura. You can listen to our podcast on most platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts.